Is the SSPX preparing to, once again, consecrate bishops?
Rumors are circulating that the SSPX is preparing to consecrate as many as 6 new bishops. For those who don't know, in 1988, Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, the founder of the Society of St. Pius X, and Bishop Antonio de Castro Mayer consecrated 4 bishops for the SSPX without Rome's approval. The archbishop, who was in very poor health, sought Rome's approval to consecrate bishops, but felt that Rome was stalling in hopes that he would die soon, thus leaving the SSPX without a bishop, and the society would essentially go away. Rome declared the consecration a schismatic act, which incurred the automatic penalty of excommunication for Lefebvre, Castromeyer, and the 4 newly consecrated bishops. Those excommunications were lifted by Pope Benedict XVI, and rumor has it that the SSPX is preparing to once again consecrate bishops. The superior of the SSPX indicated that the society would not consecrate bishops unless they found themselves in another state of necessity. He stated that the society had 2 active bishops that were still fairly young, which is still the case today, and they would only consider it a necessity to consecrate a new bishop when they were down to 1 bishop. However, it's being reported that said superior general is asking his priest to prepare the laity for episcopal consecrations. Why the change? Well, it could be that one of the 2 remaining bishops is in poor health, or it could be that the society considers the restrictions on the Latin Mass, as well as rumored further restrictions coming, as a state of necessity. The comments from the superior that they would wait until they were down to 1 bishop was made in the early days of Traditionis Custodis, when many of the bishops refused to implement it, citing canon law. However, recently, the Vatican has made it clear to the bishops that the canon that they cite does not apply, and they must comply, making it very clear that Rome wants to get rid of the Latin Mass. And in case you didn't know, the SSPX is all about the Latin Mass. The Latin Mass is about to go away in a lot of places, and they may feel the need to fill that void, which means they need to grow, which means they need more bishops. Lefebvre felt they needed 4 bishops, and the society is much bigger now. So I can see the society having a more relaxed attitude in the beginning of Traditionis Custodis, but now that the Vatican is cracking down on the Latin Mass, feeling the need to fortify. It is also being reported that Pope Francis is considering candidates from the SSPX to be consecrated a bishop for the society. That's 1 bishop. So if these rumors are true, we could see history repeating itself. The society petitioning Rome for a bishop, and if Rome says no or tries to stall them, they're going to do it anyway. And they will. And Rome knows that they will, which is one reason I believe, if the rumors are true, that Francis will say yes. And Francis is a bit of a wild card. He's unpredictable. Oftentimes he seems to be going over here, but then does something in the complete opposite direction. And if Rome says no, and the society consecrates bishops anyway, and Rome again declares it a schismatic act, incurring the penalty of excommunication, I believe Rome will take the hit, not the society. Last time this happened, it was the society's problem. This time, I believe it will backfire and become Rome's problem. Last time, the society was an obscure, minuscule group of trads that nobody had ever heard of, and John Paul II was loved by everyone. Today, the society is much bigger, more well-known. There is a bit of a stigma to it, but it's not as bad as it was. And more people are discovering the Latin Mass. And Francis is loved by no one and despised by many. And the attacks on the Latin Mass are largely seen as unjust. I believe it would show Francis as an ineffective and marginalized pope. So if these rumors are true, then things could get very interesting. Until my next video, God bless.